oder mit der Konspiration aufgeschlossen wurden.
Just hey friend, how you been living? Hey friend. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Popo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
This is Kim Still, and you're still listening to Post Adolescent School on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Toast Free From Radio. We're back. We have Smiley here, if you want to introduce yourself and your band.
Hello, my name's Miles. I make music under the name Smiley.
With two L's.
With two L's.
I messed that up.
It's technically phonetically pronounced Smilly, but it is pronounced Smiley. I am joined by my lovely band today. I've got my friend JoJo on the drums. I've got my friend Colin on the bass and my good friend Casper on the guitar.
Amazing. Well, introduce your first song and get into it, and then we'll chat more.
This first song is a song called Spiral. We just recorded a music video for it that is hopefully going to be coming out in late October, in a few weeks. So we're gonna play that for you. Hope you like it. This is Spiral.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Listeners at home, clap, 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 clap.
Take this if you will. I could paint a picture of searching for a thought in the darkest depths of hell. Now I've lost my way. Don't know what is going on. Can you clear my thoughts? As I'm screaming about how I've been falling down again. Can you help me? My friend, you've been searching for something time, spiraling down. Woo! Now we're all alone, nothing else to hold on to. You have found your way, thinking out loud, how could you? We've all lost ourselves, not sure who we belong to. Walking in circles, even though we know it's I've been falling down again. Can you help me, oh my friend? You've been searching for something for some time, spiraling down.
Clap, 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 clap. If you're driving right now, do not clap. Keep your hands on the wheel.
At the end of time, nothing will ever be found. Secrets gone for good, but you know they're secrets. Where did my head go? I must have left it at the door. You have disappeared, and your blood's all on the floor. I've been falling down again. Can you help me up, my friend? You've been searching for something for some time, spiraling down. Oh,
okay, we're gonna put some compression in your voice, so just don't say anything for a second. We're gonna mute you, but I'm gonna talk. That was awesome. For everyone who's listening, I was given the cutest t-shirt ever and the cutest CD ever. Yes, got you. Yes. And one second. I don't know. I've never been given a little gift by a band, so that was so sweet. I know I said that. I said that. And a beautiful little set list with our logo and Smiley's logo. So amazing. And we're also going to turn up Miles's guitar and turn down the lead guitar, which is 6 in the headphones. Thank you guys. Oh my God. Okay. Is he? Okay. Do you want to say something?
Am I good to talk now?
Yes.
Oh my God. Hello world.
You are no longer silenced.
Oh my God.
So that was an original.
That was an original. We didn't know if we would be allowed to play covers, so we have no covers planned.
Well, you guys can do whatever you want, but.
Oh, it's okay. Well, the cover that we normally do, Casper, full disclosure, Casper is subbing right now. Our normal guitarist, Griffin, is in class. So hi, Griffin.
Hello.
But, Casper has been a G and he learned all these songs.
I love it.
He's doing a great job.
He is doing a great job. Yes. If you're listening right now, send some love to Casper mentally. I don't know.
Yes.
He'll feel it.
Yes. Okay. Keep going. Introduce your next
song. Great. This next song is called Sleepy Hollow. It is the technically opening song for the sole Lone Smiley album that is out called Stay Well, out on all streaming platforms since 2023. This is the first real song on the album because there's a bit of an intro, but I hope you like it. This is Sleepy Hollow.
Thank you. ask me what I think. I wouldn't be able to tell you anything. If you were to ask me what I feel, I'd only tell you what you wanted to hear. You will see how much you mean to me. You will see how much you mean to me.
Madison, Madison's like, that was so loud. I'm like, protect our photographer.
They're on the front lines.
I love it. So true. I loved that. That was so much fun. What was I going to say? Oh, for everyone, again, for everyone who can't see, like we can, Miles is wearing a JoJo Siwa shirt.
No, sort of.
Okay, what is the back?
I'm wearing a shirt that says JoJo Siwa, inventor of gay pop.
Right, which is.
It is okay. You're right. It is a JoJo Siwa shirt.
Yeah. So just for some context, because that actually adds a lot to the performance.
A white and hot pink.
Yes, white and hot pink. I can imagine that your live shows are really fun.
Are they? They are really fun. I mean, yeah, I think everyone's nodding their heads. I'm a fan of like so many bands and like so much music. I go to a lot of live shows, mm-hmm. and my least favorite thing is when the band like doesn't interact with the audience like yeah. at all. I'm not going to name certain bands, but there's a band whose name rhymes with Schmark Dick Schmunkies, who I saw at the Hollywood Bowl, and the entire time, like, they were kind of trying to be, like, mysterious and
right.
jazzy.
Yeah.
In 2017. They still are. I love that album.
Right.
By Schmark Dick Schmunkies, but they were not interacting with the yeah. crowd at all, and I was yeah. like, this just isn't fun. Like,
yeah.
it's like, so even though, like, we're playing small shows and stuff, like, I love interacting with the crowd mm-hmm. and being really loud and all
yeah.
that stuff. We got some shows coming up, but we'll talk about them later.
Amazing. That's why I love this, because like I can talk to you after you play something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just, I don't know, it's so much more fun than just sitting and watching somebody do something and not being involved in it at all.
Imagine if you could do this during concerts, if like bands were like, we yeah. finished the song and it's like,
okay,
like
everyone sits down.
One audience question.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So actually, yeah. Also, I now understand why you were worried about breaking your guitar string.
After yeah. See, yeah. I used to think that my guitar was the problem, and then I realized that
sometimes our technology is not the problem.
Sometimes we got to look inwards.
Yeah, so true. Okay, move on to your next song.
Okay, our next song is called All You're Gonna Get. There is a music video for this one that is out. It's a little silly, as are a lot of things that Smiley does. But this is really fun, kind of change of pace. Hope you like it. All You're Gonna Get. Yeah. Hope you're bobbing your head at home. I feel so trapped, 'cause you're not letting me breathe, and I'm losing sleep. Over again, we follow the same mistakes, and that's a risk that I'm not willing to take. Just give me a break. What do you want me to tell you? I just cannot forget. The worst of me's the best, and that's all you're gonna get. I'm not gonna take back what I said, 'cause it's something I meant. The worst of me's the best, and that's all you're gonna get. Okay! Don't know what snapped, but this is how I feel about the things I told myself weren't real. And I know that it's not ideal. And I'm getting tired of the same old, same old. I miss the days before you got so cold. It's getting old. Want me to tell you? I just cannot forget. The worst is the best, that's all you're gonna get. I'm not gonna take back what I said, 'cause it's something I meant. The worst of me's the best, that's all you're gonna get. Oh,
not forget. Trust to me is the best. It's all you're gonna get. I'm not gonna take back what I said, cause it's something I'm dead. Chris Griffin! Worst of me's the best. That's all you're gonna get. The worst of me's the best. That's all you're gonna get.
I loved it.
Thank you.
I loved that. I don't know. I loved how you did the little crazy distortion change, clean to distortion. It was beachy to what's like a terrain that I can compare this to?
All terrain.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
No,
beachy to like, then you're like, you know, like skiing down like a really crazy black diamond.
Damn. Okay. Hit with the black diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do not F with skiing.
I don't either. It's kind of scary.
It's so scary. My family knows this. I really don't like it. Okay. Whatever. Maybe we should. I don't have a PSA ready. So let's just. Actually, no. I want. Well, I'm not okay. Later. Just pick your PSA. Okay. Pick it. You can pick yours. I want you to talk about your journey, how you came to music, why you're at Berkeley, what are you studying? Very quickly.
So I'm current fifth semester at Berkeley, studying. The name of the major is professional music, but what I am studying is it's like a build your own major of music production and music business, and I'm studying those two things. Not with the intention of becoming a music producer or a suit, but more so I understand it at a fundamental level for myself, so I can communicate with people in the industry.
Yeah, that's very important. So when did you start playing guitar and singing?
I have always been performing. I thought I was going to be an actor. I was a child actor. For the part when I was a child.
What have I seen you in?
Do you happen to know the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes.
For season one, I was Andy Samberg's flashback character.
Oh my god!
Young Jake Peralta.
I can see that.
You can IMDb it. You can fact check it. You can whip out Google.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So that was fun. I still get residual checks from Brooklyn Nine-Nine every now and then.
That's awesome.
It's free money.
Yeah, there you are.
But
Daniel pulled you up.
Clocked.
Oh my god.
But in high school, in middle school I discovered, like, I was already into like what I call like British invasion music, like the Beatles, The Who, all that stuff, Rolling Stones. And then in middle school, as many middle schoolers do, I discovered the video Teens React to Panic at the Disco. And I kind of went down that journey of like Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, My Chem, 21 Pilots.
I had a really big Fall Out Boy phase, personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all those bands. And then from there, it just kind of kept growing. I got into more like indie stuff. There's a band called The Brobecks that I'm a really big fan of. Who else? Like Surf Curse. Like,
yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I saw them live.
I did too, and I almost died at that show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I
didn't really see them. I was at a festival that they played at, and like I chose to see the other artist that was playing at the same time.
But I
did see them a little bit.
You watched them from a distance. You watched them from the other side of the festival.
Yeah, totally.
Good show. The crowd was just terrible.
Yeah.
I just, in high school, so middle school was like the discovering the cool music.
Right.
Not to say that British invasion music isn't cool, but like, you know, I felt a sense of identity.
Right.
With the middle school stuff. And that's also why I do Smiley, like to kind of give back, like what, like the things that I'm excited about in music, I want to be able to give to people that like the music and listen to it. So like I always look at things like from a fan perspective, or from like, you know, when I listen to like 21 Pilots, like I'm like, oh my God, they're so good at world building, or like they're like, you know, fonts, colors, like all that stuff. It's all very like, they stick to it and they run with it, and like they build community through that way. So I like, that's just what I look for in music.
Yeah.
But in high school I started writing my own music. And I had a very big encouraging friends and family support stuff. So I just kept writing. People kept encouraging me. People were saying it was good. I don't know if it was good at the time, but you got to get those like encouragements when you're first starting out.
Very important.
Now I'm here.
I love
that post Adolescence Glow.
Yes, you are. So exciting. Okay, well, keep going.
Yeah.
Introduce your next one.
That's a great segue because talking about high school, this next song is the song that made me realize that I could take music like seriously as like a performer and writer. Wrote it on my bed when I was really sad and really down in the dumps in high school. So you know it's good. This is a song called The Siren Song. Two, three, four.
Help me, help me. The siren's got me trapped under her spell. I can't get away or live to see another day. And she's dragging me to hell. And they say, don't get too attached to the things you love. Call the police, sound the alarms. I'm not coming back. I try so hard to escape when you're gonna get attacked. And they say, don't get too attached to what you love the most. But it's so hard when you feel like you're a ghost. Oh. Well, I'm stuck in this hidden abyss, left with my emotions. And I'm so scared, cause nobody cares. Trapped under her spell. I can't get away, but live to see another day. And she's dragging me to hell. Oh,
I loved it.
Thank
again,
you.
I really like the dynamics.
Thank you.
In your songs, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. Constantine, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your big moment.
All
right. Oh.
Got the mic.
I'm reading a PSA. Kim told me to pick a short one. I didn't pick a short one, so I'm going to read it really fast.
Okay.
Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message from in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Amazing. So true. Oh my God. 91.5 FM is the best college radio ever, maybe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. So that was an old song that you wrote, but it is on... Are all of these songs on the same album?
They are all on the same album. Very easy for you to find.
which is...
The album is called Stay Well.
Love it.
Something
and
my grandpa
I have
says.
The CD, so I actually... Yeah. I already got it, you guys, but...
You do.
It is on streaming platforms, I assume.
It is on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, wherever you... Bandcamp... Wherever you listen to music, I think except SoundCloud. So I've got lazy.
You know, that's okay. We've moved on.
We'll fix that.
Awesome. And do you have anything like in the works?
As a matter of fact, I do. I am working on the next album. Will not reveal the name of what it's called here. But what I will reveal is a live on air. Imagine this with a lot of delay on my voice. Debut.
Wait. Do that again.
Live debut.
Okay, you couldn't hear that, but we put... It sounded like you were in a really deep, dark cave.
That's where they record. Don't let them hear this, they record us in a cave. We're in a cave right now.
Sorry, guys.
We're not supposed to tell them. We signed an NDA. But.
Sorry. Just forget you hear that. But when you listen to the archive, you can hear.
I will.
How awesome that was.
Once I'm let out of the cave.
So I think you have time to play this song.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Is a song called Shinai. That is the name of it. And I'm stalling so the band can pull up the sheets if they need to. They have the sheets. Do you need the sheet, Casper?
10 minutes ago.
Okay, great. This is live debut. Here we go. This is a good fun one. It's called Shinai, and I hope you like it because it's not out yet.
1, 2.
Let go. It only hurts you if you let it. So sad to see you forget it. But when it comes back, it creeps up strong. What does it matter if you're in the wrong? Do you wish to get under my skin? Who's at fault if we're both innocent? Oh. Fault you for forgetting. It's not the end of the world. Wake up! Why can't you call me back? Who cares if they cut you any slack? When it comes back, it creeps up strong. What does it matter if you're in the wrong? Do your worst to get under my skin. Who's at fault if we're both innocent? Oh.
Ending was that was good. I liked that.
That was super cool. That was really catchy and like kind of beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was kind of beautiful.
Only kind of. I give you 55%.
No, it was. I feel like me and sometimes other people, like if I use like a halfway adjective, it means like I really mean it, you know?
Full send, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
so
song
true.
It came about I was in one of my classes and like There's like Paul McCartney has gone on record just being like, oh, you know, sometimes like just songs just come to me, you know, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know how Paul McCartney is. So, right. But like that happened. Like it was like I was in the middle of class and then I was just like kind of like, you know, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I pretended to pay attention in class when I was really furiously transcribing what I was hearing in my head.
I love that. That's super cool. And you go to a music school, so that's actually like
a valid
acceptable.
Excuse. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But that's acceptable in any scenario.
So I'm sorry, opinion. Teacher, but I love your class.
Sorry,
but
teacher. Love it. Okay. Well, that's
not out yet.
That's the first. Yeah. This is the first time everyone's hearing that song
live.
Ever
debut.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, keep going.
This one's an old one. Even though it came out last year, it's still technically old if we're doing new stuff now. During our sets, when we do this song, this is usually like the big closer. What's it called? Oh, I'm sorry. That caught me off guard. Usually I'm like, this is the slow dance song. So if you're not driving, and you're like a 1950s couple listening to music on their gramophone in your living room, but you're listening to this really cool radio station that's student run.
So true.
Grab your partner, grab a friend, do a little hokey pokey,
mm-hmm.
do a dance.
Love it.
Here we go. This is called Wait. Oh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm turning the tables.
Yes.
What is your favorite number between 1 and 20?
No. No.
Unless you guys can come to a consensus. If you can come to like a
17.
That's what 17? I was going to say.
What?
17? Okay.
Oh my God. 17. No, I've been talking a lot about 17 recently.
It's the only right choice.
And all, you got like 17 again, like the movie.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, sure.
17.
I just like, I feel like you're 17 until you're 22 and then you're 22 until you're 27.
That's very wise.
Right?
We're living it right now.
Right. Okay.
Anyways,
17. Okay.
This one's called Wait. It can be about a relationship or it can be about pizza, however you want to listen. If you know, you know. In the soft colored evening, you told me the truth. We agreed on that night and it was the death of our youth. But now you're changing your color and you've run off with him. The spirit of your functioning promise filled to the brim with sin. Oh no, I don't want to wait for you, but that might be what I have to do. To be with you someday. I'm here now in over my head, naive at best, but not quite dead. No one to control you except your heartbreaker. You're in deep with him and I'm safe for later. Oh no, I don't want to wait for you, but that might be what I have to do. I could talk to you and tell you how I feel, but that time will never come. Can you tell me what's real?
17!
Wow.
It was a little more than 17.
Well, oh, okay.
No, we charge for those by the dollar.
Right.
So.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Daniel was like, was that 17 or was that 18?
It was actually like 19.
You know, that's okay.
That 19.
Well, it's a good metaphor because, you know, a lot of times you feel 17, but you're actually 19 or maybe you're 28.
Like what you were saying earlier.
Exactly what I was saying. This is because my friend Michelle, shout out Michelle, she helps with graphics for the show, but she just turned 22 yesterday. And so we were talking about that, how she was like, I don't know, I still feel 17. And I'm like, well, 22 is the next marker. Now you're 22. And then soon you will be 27. So, okay, do you need any help getting set up with your acoustic in there? Are you good?
I think we should be good. Can I run my acoustic like through the pedals if I'm not using any pedals?
If it picks up on the mic, I mean, you can. It just, like, even if the pedals are true bypasses.
Listeners at home, you're getting a little bit of a lesson in audio production.
Let's see how an acoustic guitar goes through. What are you...
Watching a guy improvise in 37 over 16.
Constantine is watching a drummer on Instagram improvise in 37 over 16 right now.
That's crazy. I am a drummer at Berkeley. That is that's my instrument.
Oh, cool.
Berkeley, and I cannot do that.
Well, you know.
I can't do that either.
Oh, I draw. Oh, sorry if I was distracting you with my pom-pom thing. That just is, you know, we recently acquired these pom-pom things.
I thought you were
Wednesday.
Giving me like a thing like, you got 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, I didn't know orange
no,
was 10
no,
minutes.
No,
like,
no, 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 no. I'm just happy and dancing around.
That's fine. Don't you worry. And honestly, it's encouraged.
That's so nice to hear. Okay, well, talk about this last song and then go right ahead.
This last song, if you like loud, you're not going to like this song. This is a quiet ditty. This is the closer for the album. I know it sounds like Wait should be like the